Hey guys, welcome back to another edition of the Angler News Fishing Podcast Series. This is your KZN report for the 20th of October 2022. And guys, the fishing has been rather tricky over the past week in KZN. However, the morning splash has certainly been worth it. Now, on your offshore side, the fishing has been good all round with a lot of game fish being caught, and we've got some exciting news about the imminent Dorado that's coming through. If you're fishing rock and surf, well, it hasn't been the most exciting time over this past week. However, if you are chasing your edibles and inedibles, there are a few good areas out there, and our reporters are going to tell you exactly where you should be. As for the freshwater, well, that is absolutely exploding at the moment. Scalies, trout, carp, and bass is still really on the bite. So we've got an action-packed show for you, and we are going to get right into it straight after we thank our sponsor, the Kingfisher.
Triple Fish Rhino Braided Leader Line has been specifically designed for the rock and surf angler. Ultra-thin diameter, unrivaled knot strength, extreme abrasion resistance, and low visibility make it the ideal rock and surf leader. Multiple weaves make it perfectly round and extremely sensitive. Excellent for South African conditions.
Woohoo indeed. Thank you, Kingfisher. Guys, I must tell you, I was at a meeting at Kingfisher yesterday, and they really do put every effort into designing our tackle for our South African conditions. So Triple Fish Rhino Braid is certainly something that you're going to have for this upcoming season, because there are some big fish about. Now, we're going to kick all that off starting from the South Coast, as always, with our correspondent Adam. And Adam is going to touch on areas from Port Edward, moving down to Ramsgate, into Margate, going down to Yuvongo, Shelly Beach, and Port Shepstone. Now, the fishing has been a little bit quiet. However, the appropriate fishing zones has produced brusher and bronze bream, as well as some decent inedible action. However, there is a growing concern with crime in certain areas, so you definitely want to pay attention to what Adam is saying, because he is the man that knows what's hot and what's not down the South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. It is the 20th of the 10th, 2022, and I hope all is well in the fishing community. So, we are definitely still getting some really good catches of edible fish down on the lower South Coast. With this past weekend gone by, there was a garrick smash where a number of garrick were coming out at the number 4 or sandspit area in Port Shepstone, and plug being the choice, doing damage for the anglers targeting them. Moving over to the rock fishing side of things on our coastline, it has been a bit slower moving into the later part of this week, with a couple of bronze bream still around and a few nice-sized brushers still picking up the baits. So it does seem that the anglers are definitely having to pick and choose their species that they want to target, as things have slowed down a bit, Vinesh. But again, just going back to that, guys have been rewarded with some nice brusher fishing for bronzies. It seems that more of the middle coastline is definitely producing a lot more fish, with the Margate, Winaba, and Yuvonga area being the choice of destination. I know Trafalgar and Palm Beach has definitely seen a turndown in terms of rockfish. Moving over to the non-eds, Vinesh, we are definitely getting there. We are getting there slowly but surely. As I mentioned last week, there are still a few hammerheads around in the 20 kilo range, and quite a few in the 7 to 12 kilo range coming out as well. We've seen a few small sand sharks lingering as well, which is always good and fun on light tackle. I do know there was a friend of mine that did lose a thorntail not too long ago as well, so we should start seeing a lot more of the flat fish coming out. Guys, moving over to the bass side of things, we've just had the Harding Bass Comp being held this past weekend, and the winning bass was a fish of 4.1 kilos. So it does seem that we are moving into proper bass angling territory. I know that fish was caught on a Senko. It does seem that there's still a lot of small bass hanging around the shallows, with the crankbaits doing the damage there. But not much to report just yet. I do think this coming weekend, though, with the weather looking to be pretty good, we are going to get a lot more bash reports coming through, Vinesh. Moving over to the weather for the coming weekend, Friday we've got a southwesterly with a wind speed of around 9 to 16 kilometers per hour and a 2 meter swell with a 9 second gap. Saturday the wind will be picking up, however, to around 25 kilometers per hour and a south wind blowing. Your wave period does also pick up, unfortunately, to 13 seconds with the swell still hovering around that 2 meter mark. Moving over to Sunday, does seem to be a lot better. There will be a northwesterly wind changing in the late afternoon to an easterly, with it hovering around a 6 to 14k per hour and a 2 meter swell. The wave period is still the same as Saturday, though, with it sitting around that 13 second gap. So the swell does seem to pick up a bit, and I'm sure a couple of gullies will be choked with sand. Don't let that deter you. I would definitely go and try and find a nice clean hole and drop a bait in it, because I'm sure you will be rewarded. Lastly on this, finish, I just want to just forewarn anglers. There's been an unfortunate event in the last few days down on the lower coast where there was reports of two anglers, and one which I know personally, that was robbed on the beach while fishing. The chap that I know was actually stabbed in the shoulder and his fishing tackle stolen, which isn't good. So please, guys, if you are going to a fishing spot and you are alone, keep your wits about you, be vigilant, and if it doesn't feel right, it usually isn't. So rather not. If you can, maybe perhaps fish two up or three up, I would definitely suggest that. And also your more quieter spots, especially if it's early morning or late afternoons, rather try and go and fish towards your more popular spots and spots that have got a lot more anglers in it. I know it's not always easy to do so, and some of us don't like fishing in a crowd, but just at the moment, you know, moving over to silly season, we're going to be getting a lot more of these reports coming through where us anglers are being targeted. So guys, please just keep that in mind. With that being said, we are still seeing loads of whales coming down on the south coast, heading in a south direction. There's still big shoals of bait moving past with red eyes and sardines in the mix. So even guys not being able to fish, maybe just head down to the beach with your friends and family and go and try and spot a whale or two. Otherwise, Vinesh, just want to say I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Please, guys, just stay safe out there and tight lines.
Thank you so much, Adam. It's always great to hear from you, my friend. And now to reiterate the offshore fishing down the south coast, we've got Jan from a charter boat down in Shelly Beach, and this is his report for the week.
Good evening, fellow anglers. This is Jan from Lucky Sands in Shelly Beach. The fishing has not been well. Game fish, not good. Haven't seen any wahoos or kutas. Some four dorados came out over the past 2 weeks. They're not full up yet, but they're coming in. Tunas have also been scarce, but we're getting some. Bottom fish up and down. Now some days good, some days bad. Some good protea breams, nice big ones. Also had some big Englishmen and some big captain finds, but no crackers, no yellow bellies, they've been scarce, and so waiting for the fish, waiting for the weather to change so that we can have some good fishing. Enjoy.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Another good, honest report from you, my friend. So, guys, that is South Coast. It seems as though the block is the place to be if you are targeting that garrick, with the plugs being your weapon of choice. And as Adam said, although the conditions are going to be rough this weekend, more so on Saturday, if you find a clean hole, make sure to drop a bait in it, because there will be some fish in there. So, one of the more serious topics to touch on is that crime. Guys, if someone is coming towards you and if it's not looking safe, just leave. We don't want to lose our tackle, but more than our tackle, we do not want to lose our lives. So when we are going fishing, take Adam's advice and call a couple fishing buddies. Fish in numbers. There's always safety in numbers. So yeah, we know crime is picking up, especially at this time of the year. Let's just keep safe and vigilant out there. Now, moving on to some more positive news, moving down the south coast into Scottsboro, Pennington and Park Rennie, Well, bronze bream is still on the bite. Lots of scratching activity. So if you're heading down with the family, you're bound to bend some rods on that. As for the shad, it is still on the bite. But guys, we have to reiterate, and I'm going to have to say this over the next couple weeks. Shad fishing is closed. We are still seeing so many reports with guys going out and bringing in buckets of fish. And it is wrong. We are not fishing for the future. You are not thinking for the future when you are doing this. So please respect the regulations. Respect the close season. We need to fish for our future. We need the future generations to experience and feel what we feel. Sorry, rambled on there. But moving back onto Scottsboro, apart from the bronze bream and scratching species, the guys has also had some reports of a few kingfish on the bite. And if you are fishing offshore, well, there's been reports of keelback and some nice tuna that's been bending some rods in that area. Now moving down to Amanzantoti and Warner Beach, we are with Gary from the Kingfisher, and this is his report for this week.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary here at the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Morning to you all. There have been quite a few stumpies coming under and the odd garrick, a brusher here and there. The water cleaned up quite a lot. Warm with that first, with that last sort of southerly. And I heard some Dorado came out from Comas as well. There were lots of flying fish. Lots of sod reported out deep. And bait fish have been some numbers of pockets. Of bait, big pockets all along the flats, yeah, sort of from Warner's right through. Yeah, other than that, not much to report. We're waiting for the, my brother-in-law got a good size sandy, a live bait, a week or so, or couple of days ago. We're sort of waiting now for the summer fish. I wonder if the grunter run will come. Yeah, that's it. Mainly stumpies, as I said, and a couple of garrick and brusher. And that's it. Until next week, go well.
Thank you so much, Gary. Well, looks like there's nothing wrong with that. Stumpies, garrick, and brusher. Yeah, I personally would consider that to be a decent day's fishing if I had my rods bending on those species. Now, moving on into Durban, we are with Mike V from the Kingfisher, and this is his fishing report for this week.
How's it, bud? The edibles have been feeding nicely. There's been a lot of bronze bream around still. Some good stone bream, stumpies and grunters. As per normal, there's been a good showing of cob around. Shad have been trying as well, but as we know, it is closed season, so please return those back to the ocean. There's been some lovely grey sharks. There's been diamonds, blue rays, those sort of inedibles trying. I've heard of a few honeycombs around on the Durban North beaches. A couple sandies have popped up as well. They should be getting more and more. The honeycombs and the sandies should be getting more all the time. On the bay front, the bay has had some lovely grunter in it, some cob and snapper salmon as well. The Springer made a nice return on the weekend. I heard of a couple of those being caught. Some good kingies as well. So yeah, the bay seemed to be livening up and apparently it's cleared up quite nicely. So that should just get better and better. On the deep sea front, there is there is snook and tunny, so the oaks are getting those, quite a few of those. Pouta haven't arrived yet. I think they're still up towards the vital side, but they should be any time now if the currents keep coming. The bottoms have been also good to the guys. They're getting some good rock cod and some good keelback apparently. Cool, bud, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Well, looks like Durban is certainly the place to be with that amount of species and that amount of areas to fish. Absolutely fantastic right now. What about the offshore? Well, we've got Brad Krubler who's going to tell us all about it.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, over the last week, we haven't been out that much due to some engine services and repairs. I did manage to go out on a very deep trip out into the 500 meter mark to go look at the water temperature. Yes, guys, the water temperature out in the very, very deep is 24 degrees, approaching 25 in spots. There were some big tuna out there. We didn't manage to land any of them on the popper and the light tackles. But yeah, they are out. The water's definitely getting warmer. There are some reports of some Dorado coming through the far northern sides. So guys, yeah, it's going to be popcorn season very, very soon. The jumping greenfish. On the other side, the commercial boats that went out, the half carb are still in abundance in the evening in that 27 fathom area or from Floaty. Yeah, guys, there's a couple of Dogger, Heelbeck. I don't know where they're hiding this year. They're here today, they're gone tomorrow. They're never in the same spot ever. Yeah, guys, so yeah, keep it real, tight lines, and have fun.
Thanks, Brad. Oh, I love that saying. Popcorn season is coming. Well, it looks like Durban is certainly fishing well. However, we still may have to travel too far with those E. coli levels looking the way it is. But I'm not going to go on about that because the only bad news I'm going to mention in this week's show is the guys that are still fishing for shad. I'm just going to say it again. It's closed. Done. You know, closed until the 1st of December. Do not catch that fish. You get that fish, put it back, please, guys. I cannot reiterate this enough. Anyway, back to the fishing report. And now we are moving into the North Coast, starting off in Balito and Salt Rock. Now, unfortunately, we don't have our correspondent Jesse. He is down with a bit of flu, and we wish him a speedy recovery, of course. But he still managed to get us a report from another correspondent from the Kingfisher branch. And this is what they had to say for this week.
Hi, guys. Hope you're doing well. With regards to the week's fishing,
it has been very quiet.
I have heard of a couple of fish being caught. That being said, shad season is still closed, but there have been a couple brusher, bronze bream, and stump nose that have been caught. Stump nose being caught around the Westbrook side. Your bronze bream, your brusher, there have been a couple of smaller species also being caught. Brusher and bronze bream have been caught up and down the north coast, and they've been caught on your bronze bream especially have been caught on your red prawn. Your brusher have been caught on octopus leg. There have been a couple of garrick that have been seen around, but with regards to your rock and surf, your brusher, your bronze bream, and your stump nose have probably been the best species that have been caught at the moment. There have been a big shoal of bronze bream, as I said, throughout the north coast. Moving on to deep sea, there have been a couple garrick that have been caught Salmon Bay side moving up north. I have heard of a couple just off of Umshloti also going south. Snook, there have been one or two around. Guys have been catching them. Some mornings full up. There have been a lot of snook, but it sounds like it's dying down a bit. There have been one or two Dorado that have been caught. Yeah, it's still been very quiet out deep sea. A lot of bottoms being caught, but it's very quiet from that side. Fresh water, bass at Albert Falls. Albert Falls has been producing a decent bass, but that being said, it has just been spawning season. Yeah, a lot of guys have been going up there and been catching some decent bass. Hope you guys all enjoy your day. Thank you.
Thank you so much, buddy. Another great report coming out of Balito. Lots of species on the bite, whether you are fishing offshore skibot or even the freshwater dams around the area. Now moving on into Imtanzini Banks, where the fishing conditions were looking rather great this week, as well as it has been the International Beach Cleanup Week, and Nick has been out educating and explaining the effects of plastic pollution to a whole bunch of kids out there. But he's going to tell us a lot more about it. So here is Nick from Imtanzini.
Oh, morning, Vanessa. Now, the guys fished Tom and Benny here again for the second time. One diamond camera, two diamonds, a rock cod, a 3.6 kilo stumpy, a couple of other rats and mice. I was down on the beach now. We were doing an International Marine Week, and we took two schools down to the beach with us today, and we concentrated on picking up little pieces of plastic, and you won't believe how quickly, probably in about 15 minutes, we filled up, you know, those big tubs that people take when they go camping and they do the washing There's a wash size in quite a big tub. How quickly we pull one of those up. With small plastic needles, that kind of stuff, earbuds. It was quite interesting, and the kids, when I left to come back to the shop, the kids were learning about how the plastic kills turtles. They get full of plastic, the tummy says to the baby turtle, I'm full, and they stop eating and they actually die of starvation. The other thing is with bigger pieces of plastic, like plastic bags, it looks like jellyfish. See some of the turtles that eat jellyfish, they start eating it, but because of the way their esophagus is formed, it's got spikes in it, so the plastic, they can't vomit the plastic out, they've got to continue eating it. And eventually they get stuffed full of plastic and it jams their intestine. So they die again of starvation. Man's quite a cool thing. Anyway, onto the fishing, the colour of the water was beautiful, the swell was, everything was like perfect. You know, the water wasn't clean. And we don't like fishing clean water on a sandy beach because the fish haven't got anywhere to hide, so they tend to stay away. And there were four guys fishing, visitors, not seen them before. I was down there for just over an hour and I didn't see them catch a fish, which is quite a shame. But during the week and over the weekend, the guys have been catching a lot of snapper. There aren't many baby spinners about, but you do get them to be about mainly 10 kilos. That's quite a good little fight. The river is busy, getting busier by the week. A lot of little stumpies, a lot of small gunters. You know, the kids have fun catching those with little number five hooks. But the bigger fish, artificials yesterday, there was a five and ten on the river with artificials, and they caught over 20 pick handles, they caught river beam, and they caught river snappers, but all the river snappers they caught were very small. And it was quite unlucky, they're up at the stone wall this morning. I haven't seen them come back yet, but they reckon they got about 50 fish. I also caught a tilapia on an artificial. I think it's unusual, not a tilapia fisherman. I thought I'd get a more type bait. I caught them in cast nets and I caught them on bait, but I've never caught them at artificial. And it was quite fun for them. I think they got 9 species yesterday morning. Bearing in mind that we're not fully into our summer fishing yet, I think 9 species for a morning is a good day. My personal record was 14. One day. 8 different fish in a row, and that record has been well beaten. I think it stands now 10 shots with 10 different fish in a row. That's something exciting to do in the river. Country species. Have a good weekend.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Another very educational and informative weekend. And speaking of education and information, well done on your efforts in teaching our future generations about plastic pollution and the effects it has on our environment as well as our species. Now moving on to Richards Bay, we are with Ellie, who's always got some fantastic news, and this is her report for this week.
Hi Vinesh, how are you? The past weekend's fishing has been very good, especially with deep sea fishing. During the past week, in the afternoon, just before sunset, we were able to go out to the north side and manage to catch a few snook and javelin grunters. As well as the next day, anglers caught a variety of kingfish while jigging down south. The whales also asked all around if we were looking to spot a few out while fishing in Richards Bay. It's a place to go to. And then in our harbour, anglers caught a few garricks and spotted grunters that weighed around 7 kg, as well as a few smaller salmon. But that's all for now. Thanks, Vinesh. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Thank you, Ellie. It's always great to hear from you and great to hear that the fishing in Richards Bay is doing well on all facets and in all areas. Now to round off our show, we are in St. Lucia and Cape Vidal, where there has been some good activity of kingfish, in fact a massive kingfish that was caught off a whole octopus, and there's also been some garrick and cob, and that's on live bait. If you are fishing off the Cape Vidal and St. Lucia area, that's on your rock and surf side. Now if you are fishing offshore, well, there has been some snook, tuna and a few dorado that's been coming out already. However, the sailfish is still biting. In fact, the words down there is big time. So guys, that is our salt water report. Now moving on to the fresh water, who better to give it to us than Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg.
Hi there guys, Jan here from Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg. So as you mentioned last week, it seems that the summer cycle is really trying very hard to get itself underway. We've had some hot days with promises of late afternoon thunderstorms, but as the saying goes, promises, but no action. And we've only had some very light rain so far. What we need is a good old proper summer thunderstorm, 20-30 mil dump, and a couple of those will sort out the riverine and still water system where water temps are escalating. And one more to carry on riding with the cliche bus. Got to be careful what we wish for, because lest we end up like northern parts of the country that are currently swimming under a deluge of rain and hail. So guys, keep those fingers crossed for some normality in the weather to come, although forecasters are predicting a triple dip from Madame La Nina, and that's at least for the first quarter of 2023, so there may still be a wet summer ahead. With the waters on the warm side, returns from the trout anglers of the Natal Fly Fishers Club have been somewhat scarce. From those that have been out, rainbows that have come to hand have pulled the tape to between 12 inches, that is 30 centimeters, and 23 inches, 58 centimeters. That's a cracking fish. On the other hand, it seems that the fish have avoided some other anglers, as there have been a couple of blank sessions recorded. This may no doubt be to the fact that fish are burrowing down in the deepest parts of the waters to find the cooler stuff. And if your fly isn't kicking up dust on the floor, it might not be getting your attention. So popular lines for summer trout, stillwater fishing, are your intermediate and full sink lines, with even some of your DI super fast sink lines for proper deep water dredging. Summer bugs will be out in force, so line up with the usual suspects of woolly buggers, dragons and damsels, and also minnow patterns. So I've mentioned it a few times now, but of interest, what I see is that very few anglers fish a tandem or even a multiple fly rig. The three factors in choosing patterns for a multiple fly rig are shape, size, and color. So at the very least, a trailer fly of a smaller pattern, for example, a nymph, behind a larger pattern, for example, a woolly bugger, widens the food choice for the fish and quite possibly upscales your chances for getting a nibble. This and many other facets and tactics of stillwater fishing will be covered in the upcoming Stillwater Clinic, which is being offered by the NFFC at the end of this month. Following on from the highly successful Scaly Clinic, which was held at the beginning of September, look out for future clinics which are being offered by the NFFC. With moving water potentially offering the fish better living and fishing conditions, it's not surprising that the river reports outnumber those from the stillwaters by a factor of 2-1. With the upper beats getting low and warm while we wait for the rain, anglers have been concentrating again lower downstream, and some excellent brown trout have come to hand, some up to 19 inches or 48 centimeters. Great fish from a small riverine system. Reports are noting good numbers too, and fish that are willing to take the dry fly. SAFA, that is the South African Fly Fishing Association, Senior B Nationals is currently underway up in Underberg. Trials consist of both river and stillwater sectors. The group draws are complete, so here's wishing the KZN anglers tight lines, and we look forward to reporting on the results next week. With their hard-fighting ways, the scaly, that is Natal yellowfish, remains a firm favorite with many of the river anglers. A great report from the NFFC beat in the Lions River recently reported a fish of up to 21 inches, that is 53 centimeters. That is a cracking fish, because these guys have a proper propeller on them and will pull. Further afield, reports from the Tugela indicate that the yellows are wild, along with mudfish, also known as muddies or mochel, which are readily taking the fly. Pound for pound, these two fish are the strongest freshwater fighting species that we have here in KZN. With the recent bag on Albert Falls Dam pulling the scale to some 14 kilos, word from Alistair Moore's pit is that the fishing is on. Fish are in full spawn, that is, and are to be found on the rocks in the fairly shallow, up to about 10 feet of water, he says, and not fussy, eating pretty much anything and everything that you can throw at them. There are some big uns around, with a 4.43 kilo recently reported from Albert Falls Dam and whispers of a 5 plus kilo from out of Midmar. So guys, get out there and stop by the Kingfisher Peter Madsberg for the best in tackle and advice.
Wow, Jan, what a fantastic report. Thank you so much for that, my friend. It is great to hear that the fish is on the bite on all facets, including those muddies being on the bite. And Jan, thank you for that advice on fishing with multiple fly rigs. I mean, that advice is amazing, and I can't wait to hear more from what you guys talk about at the NFC clinic coming up. And, well, looks like the bass in Albert Falls is certainly on the bite. Talks of a 5 kilo plus, I'm certain we're going to see a bit more of that in the upcoming weeks. So, guys, that rounds off our KZN fishing report for this week. It's been another action-packed full one. It is going to be a weekend that has a bit of rough weather, a bit of wet weather. But if you choose your facet and your area correctly, you are definitely going to be getting those rods bending. So, guys, that rounds off our show. I hope it's been a good one and an informative one for you. Before I leave the show, I just would like to remind you that shad season is closed. Remember that. Anyway, for Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Grimm. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.